Only four of the housekeepers stayed this long. Ramsay spoke softly to Temperance after the others had entered the house. Most of them left after the first day. When will you leave?
When I finish my job.
Ah, so you do have a reason for being here. Do you want to...
So help me, if you ask me if I want to marry McCairn, I'll deck you right here.
At that, the boy smiled in such a way that Temperance knew that someday he was going to cause a lot of problems to a lot of females. Inside the wagon was another letter from her mother, informing her daughter that Miss Charmaine Eddleston would be arriving in 2 days. She knows her role and about the secrecy, her mother wrote. I believe you will find that she is exactly what you asked me to find for Mr. McCairn just before you left Edinburgh. At that, Temperance had to think about what she had asked for in a wife for a man she had never met. Ah, yes. Pretty, not too smart, and little to no education. Now, looking about the place, Temperance hoped the young woman was nearsighted as well. So for the next 2 days, Temperance scrubbed and cleaned and scraped as best she could. She ordered the three men, two old women and the boy about as much as they would allow her, and she paid them with the beef her mother had sent. And it seemed that her mother was right, that the way to get a man to move was through his stomach. As the day dawned that Miss Eddleston was to arrive, Temperance began to grow nervous. She'd managed to get four rooms clean, the kitchen, the entrance hall, the dining room, and one small bedroom in case the woman was to spend the night. Of course it was good that the rooms would be lit only by candlelight, or she'd see the state of repair they were really in.